This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
What does motion sound like? With Kizikans free shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors. And today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to. And you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.com. FM to get started.
Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite AfterBuzz TV after show begins, I'm so excited to tell you that my new cookbook is out. It's called The Every Girl's Guide to Cooking. It's the quickest, fastest, easiest, most amazing recipes for kitchen newbies and chefs alike. Please check out MariaMenounos.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
I love this.
Woo! Yes!
I don't know if we're supposed to, but I love it.
That is awesome. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Gotham AfterBuzz After Show, Season 2, Episode 13, Dead Man Feels No Cold. We're back.
Yes.
That was going to be my intro last week.
We have been back.
Where were you?
Where were you?
You two are back. I'm here. I'm back.
And we're so glad you're back.
I know. You guys did a great job last week. I missed it because I mistimed the whole thing.
Good
and
job.
Mons let me know like a good partner.
Like a good partner.
If you guys haven't already, please go to youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV. Subscribe. Please go to iTunes. Comment. Like. See us on Twitter. Hashtag ABTV Gotham. I am Michael Drew. You can find me on Twitter at Michael_Drew. Michael E-A-L. And next to me, the girl who puts the fue in fuego.
I love it.
Miss Mons Bolanos. What's up,
mama? I love that you use fuego. Me encanta.
Yeah, that's the only time I get a chance to.
You're sweet. Guys, follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Monsi Bolanos. MONSEBOLANOS. What about you, Steve?
Everybody can find me on Twitter exclusively at Steve Kaufman. That is KAUFMANN.
M-A-N-N.
Kaufman. I like how you do that. It's very, you know, like, I know how to spell your name.
Kaufman. It's borderline superhero-ish.
I am the Kaufman.
I show up
and
you're the, you're the guy the city needs.
We can think of a better thing that you're special for. What could you be as the Kaufman?
You battle all the colds.
Yay, Alexis.
I show up with Dayquil. Just be like, I got these. You got histamines? I got antihistamines.
Wow, you're like the pill from Osmosis Jones, but you're the cough man.
Oh.
You're done. Someone's going to tweet fan art now.
You bring the puns this city needs, not the ones this city deserves.
Woo!
Thank you. That was pretty good. I just made that up.
And
welcome back! I'm back! Okay. Everybody, all right. Initially, your thoughts, guys. Team.
I loved this episode.
Lots of things
about it. Little subtle things. I really enjoyed. I thought every character took it a step further.
They pushed the envelope?
Yeah, like it down to maybe I would say Jim and Gordon were the ones who didn't, but everyone else, not in a bad way.
I know, there wasn't a lot of Jim.
Yeah, it was because the episode didn't focus as much on them. But everyone else, I feel like we saw a different side. Mm-hmm. Like, it was nice to see badass Bruce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it was nice to see badass Lee when it came to Barbara being there.
I didn't expect the way Lee acted this episode.
Yeah.
That was new. That was a new side of Lee.
That's what I like about this episode. Everything kept moving forward.
Yes.
Because that was a big complaint of mine the entire last season.
You mean the first half of this season or just season one?
No, all of season one. Every week I'd be like, I'd be really happier if this overall arc just happened in less weeks. Mm-hmm. And now we're getting where it's like, nope, everything's going to happen. Like, every episode is going to be of consequence. There will not be a monster of the week.
Mm-hmm.
At best.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
Be a monster of the month,
mm-hmm.
and you can't miss it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I like the portrayal of the characters in this episode. Mm-hmm. I mean, between last episode and this episode, it's just so much.
Mm-hmm.
The whole Victor Freeze storyline. Sorry, Freeze. The whole Victor Freeze storyline is just so much. I don't got one. All right, it was just good.
I agree. It's so much, but it's not hard to follow.
Yeah.
Because there are several TV shows out there that give you so much, and you're like, what just happened?
It could so easily be corny. Like, the whole Fry story, it could so easily be done in a very campy, overly campy, mm-hmm. corny way.
You could cast Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
You could,
yeah, you could do that.
You could freeze the whole city.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I loved it.
The introduction of his weapons, the ice grenades.
Man, he had ice grenades, though.
All right, well, we're going to start off with Mr. Freeze and Jim. Jim and Freeze, as Jim and Bullock end up searching for him at Ace Chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
I love seeing Ace Chemicals because I play the video game, and it's such a prominent place in the video game. When you play the Batman video games for PS4, you always see Ace Chemicals. So every time I see it, I feel like I'm involved.
Like you're playing?
I feel like I'm Batman sometimes. So they go in there, and on the trail to find Freeze, they find nothing but, like, Freeze. He full-on goes supervillain in this. Like, he just, there's nothing but body, frozen body after frozen body, icicles through the eyeballs.
Yeah, he does go supervillain in this. Yeah. But it's so interesting because he's a different villain from the rest of the villains. Yeah. Like, he's not, I didn't hate the guy.
I know.
But here's the thing.
Go ahead.
I had to point out how much of a dick he was, this episode in particular.
Mm-hmm.
Because he has A16.
Yeah.
So he could be shooting all those cops with A16, and then they'd live.
A16 is the...
The one that comes back. The one
that you come back from.
Who was the guy at the dry cleaners?
Yes.
At the pharmacy.
The guy at the pharmacy. Does
he have a limited amount, though?
I guess.
It has to be that. We have to go with that.
Sure, but like he was completely okay with like killing dozens of people tonight.
That is true. I didn't think of that. He could have used a different cartridge or vial to keep these people alive. Despite that, though, I still didn't hate the guy.
I know, but I get it.
It's just he's so different from, like, the Penguin, motives. From the Fish Moonies, from all of the other villains we get, because he has, like, a heart of gold for his wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and
like,
that's what it is. Just be honest. He's being romantic. That's what it is.
He's being romantic. He's,
like, as long as a guy can do whatever... But as long as it's for his lady, it's like, oh, that's not that bad. Maybe. I mean, sure, it's mass murder, but look, but he loves her.
If this is your first time tuning in, Michael is not telling you to be a mass murderer for lady, no.
But she'd appreciate it, though. I'm not saying do it, though.
Can I say, if that thought's in your head, even in a little bit. I don't think Mike is the one unlocking it. I'm pretty sure that's pretty up here.
Yeah.
It's pretty up in the it's not me. Your brain.
It's not me. Okay, yeah. We'll keep it moving.
Don't do that.
My voice lost me for a second.
Well, but, for a hot minute.
All right. So, all right. Fries is taking out everybody at the chemical, at the chemicals, and leaves a note because he kidnaps a janitor and he says, "Give me my wife."
Free my wife.
Yeah, free my wife. Sorry.
Free my wife because he went to the police station and then they went and got his wife.
Yeah.
And now he's free, but his wife isn't. And he found out that A16 can cure his wife.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now all the pieces just aren't together.
And he's going on a rampage.
Yeah, he's going on a rampage because he's got A16, now he needs his wife.
Yeah, and I'm not, like we said before, I'm not really against him.
I feel like, without getting Hugo Strange involved, it would have been a really lame episode, but I feel like he could have explained that to Gordon.
Which part?
That, hey, if I get to hit my wife with A16, she gets to live.
And I'll turn myself in.
And then I'll turn myself in. Like a normal, sane person.
That's true. I mean, yeah, if you were...
We're not saying he's normal. I'm not saying that much. He's got definitely something up. But yeah, you're right. There was other ways he could have gone about it to make him less of a mass murderer.
Yeah,
at this point, he's mass murderer.
Yeah, because, I mean, the leap to, like, you know, I'm sure, like, if it was a sane person, I'm sure there would have been a part where he's just like, you know what? I could kill everybody, but I'm sure there's a way to save her without murdering people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But then again...
I get it. At this point,
he's practical.
At this point, he doesn't care.
Yeah, at this point,
His wife's life is worth 5 dozen people.
Because he even says in the end...
He's done the math.
Yeah, and he says in the end...
it's too late now,
I don't care if I die, as long as she lives.
Yeah.
Which is crazy, because, you know, she's not going to be immortal anyway, because he could heal her, and she gets hit by a car next year. Yeah. Wouldn't that be crazy? He does all that to heal her? Then next year she gets, like, hit by a car?
Or not even that, or just any... That's a little dramatic, but yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying. Like, oh, I'm safe. She walks outside, bam.
Yeah. Bam.
Then he really goes on a rampage.
Yeah. Well, he was never going to get out.
All right. Well, okay, I think that's pretty good. Well, guys, this is a good show. No, all right, so...
But I think that was also funny as well, where she was like, but I'm going to wake up in a world where you're in prison.
Mm-hmm.
But under the context of, like... No, if he leaves this room, he's going to prison.
Yeah.
Like, whether he helps you or not, whether it's A16 or A15.
Yeah, he's like, baby, I killed everybody.
Or he's going to Arkham, which isn't actually prison.
Yeah.
Like,
They rehabilitate you to be a better criminal.
Yeah, right.
That's so, Arkham.
All right, so Barnes finds out about the hostage situation. He ain't happy, so he devises a plan to keep Fryce's wife, Nora, at Arkham.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think about that plan?
I mean,
I thought it made sense because they wouldn't have been able... If they went to the hospital, there's not enough points. It wouldn't have worked.
But I left from a storytelling standpoint. You brought all of the things from last week that you thought were going to take forever to intersect.
All in one episode?
To literally, like, nope, right now.
Yeah.
Remember Hugo Strange and you thought he was just going to... He was just going to deal with the Penguin for a while off on his own.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was going to happen too.
Nope, everybody's coming to Arkham.
It's like Mr. Everyone's Freeze there. Landed right in his lap.
Yeah. Yep.
Perfectly.
Yeah, it made me think twice. Like, you and I have been kind of back and forth about Barnes. Is he good? Is he bad? And it's like, for a second, I was like, him suggesting this, like, are you and Hugo friends?
I feel like...
Oh, so is that still a theory?
I hadn't thought of that.
It's a debatable theory. I think Barnes is a Boy Scout more than anything.
Well,
A Boy Scout in the sense that, like, there are a lot of villains who are Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because they're always right and they want to do something by the book,
mm-hmm.
that they wind up putting people in harm's way. Mm-hmm. Well, that's how I see Barnes.
If that does turn out to be right, I'll be happy because that was my prediction via his first appearance.
That
he's going to turn.
Yeah,
he's
going to turn.
That was the only one I had because I think I was striking out this first half. I wasn't doing too good.
There's a lot of people in the chat talking about Beyonce and Red Lobster. That's all I'm going to say.
In this episode?
Is it because
he's romantic?
Nothing to do with this episode. Just Beyonce and
Red
Lobster.
They're having issues with streaming, and somebody put Red Lobster ads, and now that's...
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. That could work.
Yeah.
And then I think they were
implying... I'm distracting them with Red Lobster ads.
I thought they were asking Alexis if she wanted to go to Red Lobster.
That too.
Okay.
I've never had those, what are those, cheesy biscuits or whatever those
called? Oh, yeah. Butter Bay biscuits.
Get those.
I've never had them either.
Yeah, I've never had them.
Never had them. I actually don't think I've ever been to Red Lobster.
Yeah, I mean, same here.
Then you ain't been in love, girl.
What?
You ain't been in love. No. All right, so pregnant Lee decides she wants to go. to...
Yeah, it was like Lee sent your pregnant ass down.
So how did you... Like, the way Lee was feeling and acting in this episode, I kind of see her position, but it just goes to show you what the how she's really feeling towards Jane, specifically last week, and how this is all weighing on her.
Yeah, I think she's doing this to prove a point to Jim. I did not like that she went. When she was there and like the whole thing with Barbara, I was like, oh, that's funny. But I was like, seriously? It kind of irritated me because it's like, you can't possibly honestly think this is the right thing.
I know, like, it's insane, like... Like, you can't... You're pregnant. I mean, there's no... You have... It's purely an ego play. Like a boyfriend... Like a fiancé argument.
Yeah, it's a girl thing. I get it.
Like, you know, I'm gonna go because I think I should save her. Like, you have a baby. You can't hold me! You know what I mean? I've had these arguments with my lady before.
Fine. Fine. Go.
You can't hold me.
You know? Like, fine. Go. Risk yourself.
Fine. Go. You're your own person. I don't get any say in this at all. It doesn't make me hurt every time.
Yeah, exactly. He should have cried. Crying actually works on women. Because men don't do it as often. Because we're made
Michael
of steel.
Michael, get out.
I'm sorry. Because we're made of steel. That's what I'm trying to say.
I was about to say, is he giving up?
We're made of iron.
He's giving up secrets.
Yeah, right. So,
can we just talk about Dr. Lee Tompkins, who is not a licensed therapist, somehow being a therapist of little Bruce Wayne?
Yes.
Like, I don't want to jump off the topic, but I just want to point out that for someone who's, like, really by her code as a doctor, she seems to be really cool with just being a therapist without any training whatsoever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or minimal training, I think she said.
She's just having issues with her man right now. And as she points out throughout the episode. And I feel for James, for Gordon in this. Because the one thing, like, if you're having issues with...
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
Your girlfriend, the one thing you don't want your girlfriend to do is hang out with a lovesick couple who are so passionately in love they're sacrificing everything for one another, and then you have to deal with her afterwards after you guys have just gotten into a fight.
Because Jim's not sacrificing everything for her.
Well, she's not seeing it that way.
I mean, that's a pretty unrealistic expectation, though, because she could ultimately be going back to be like, Jim, why aren't
you... So's the notebook. Tell
Jim,
that to girls.
Jim, why aren't you freezing
I'm
yourself?
Sorry. This is terrible.
Michael Drew.
Can we get a sub?
No. You two can just take over.
This is turning real chauvinistic. I'm sorry. I'm just saying. Johnny, this is like...
Johnny Costo's out there. Did he see the episode? Did he?
James is just, you know, like all this unrealistic expectations. I feel you, James. I feel you. I'm so saying.
No? I think Michael Drew's going through some stuff right
now.
No,
I'm just saying.
We should give him a space on this topic.
Hugo Strange is excited that Nora's showing up because he's like, we're going to get Freeze in our hands.
Yeah. Well, he didn't want... Did he want the whole guy? I thought he just wanted A16.
But it works out either way.
Now I got the whole guy.
You got the originator.
Yeah. I mean, I think he likes him. Like, is it a little bit infatuated with him? A little bit. Hugo Strange has a thing for Victor. Well, like, he's so, I think, turned on by how smart he is and how he figured this out. You know what I mean? Like, I totally think what he did, that vial that Peabody picked up, all of that, I think he was, like, getting turned on.
But that's what he's into?
Yeah, like, that does it for him, you know what I mean? I think he was more excited, more than just excited. Like, he was like, I want the whole thing. I don't just want the ball. I want to see him.
That's true.
Talk about advanced cryogenics.
Yes.
No, do it. Because he could do something that Hugo couldn't do. He has a mindset that Hugo's can't tap into.
Right. Hugo
that's
had
a perfect
said in
partner.
The last episode, sorry, I didn't mean to turn it around, but, like, in the last episode, he's like, this is way ahead of what I've come up with.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. He made a comment about that.
Yeah.
So I think, Oh, yeah.
All right, so we make it to Arkham. Lee brings Nora, and coincidentally, the bed right next to her is Miss Barbara Keene, where Lee gets kind of catty and shows. Like, it's just so interesting seeing this side of Lee in this episode. It was just everything, so much. She takes her face. What'd she say?
She calls her a bitch. Like, looks at her, and I was like, bitch. And, like, kind of throws it.
It's like the pressure's getting to her.
A little bit. But, I mean, I would do the same. That girl, deserves so much more than that.
Well,
so.
Yeah, I mean, I don't fault her for doing it, but the thing about Lee was she's always been pretty calm and collected. And it just seems that everything with the pregnancy.
Well, because I think
now she doesn't trust James.
Well, she loves Jim. Yeah. And she doesn't. And she's starting to see the relationship crack with Jim. Mm-hmm. So anyone he could run to, she immediately. Or anyone from his past. Like, it, Barbara represents, like, where Jim came from and mm-hmm. where Jim could go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That it's like, this bitch. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's how women say that word to other women.
Yeah, and I mean, I said
it's not about that. It's about their man.
What are we doing right now?
Yeah, I didn't think what she did was even that bad. That's funny that you think that she's like lashing out. She's pregnant. I didn't think what she did to Barbara was that bad.
That's what I'm talking about.
I think she handled it like a classy lady. Because let me tell you. I would have unplugged her or something. If I was Lee, and after what Barbara put me through, I would have unplugged her.
Yeah. You would have thrown Barbara.
Wait, unplugged? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think she was plugged. Was she plugged into anything?
No, she was just unconscious. So
you just punched her. You could have given her a
group. Something. I would have something.
You would have thrown her out a window again.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't survive that twice.
No. And I would have been like, hey, Fryce, get her. Get her, Fryce.
So then we go on to Nora... Nora wakes up and pretty much has a heart-to-heart with Lee. It's the first of their heart-to-hearts about having a man who's complicated that they love them. And, you know, of course, they both bond over that. But, you know, I guess that's the start of that little friendship. That we see that trickle on throughout the episode. And while that's going on, Freeze crashes it. He sends in the truck. He freezes
that was cool.
That was awesome. He freezes the janitor to the wheel, crashes in, and then it was a decoy, and he breaks on the other side.
By the way, I love how all the cops, like, the janitor hits another car, and he's like, help me! And all the cops give him this look of, like...
I have no idea how to defrost
hands.
We, like, hands.
Literally just saw frozen people yesterday. Yeah,
dude.
Like, give us, like, a minute to figure out the science.
Yeah.
Freeze breaks in.
We need
in.
Nigma on it.
Freeze breaks in a spacesuit a la Matt Damon in that Mars movie. What was the Mars movie's name?
Martian.
Thank you.
The Martian.
He's looking like Matt Damon in Martian with the ice gun.
Yeah, and he had a bigger gun.
Yeah.
That gun was like three times the gun he had prior.
Well, because he probably had like a million years at Ace Chemical to just steal whatever he wanted.
Yeah. That's true.
So Freeze goes in and just goes buck crazy. He's tearing up everything. This is where we start seeing the grenades. He's throwing ice grenades, taking down everyone. And the whole time, your boy Strange is just watching this like voyeuristic porn.
Yeah, and we don't know he's watching yet. Yeah. That's what's crazy.
He's like, oh.
And this is also... Yeah, see, I'm telling you, it gets turned on. And this is also where we get that really cool shot when Gordon Bullock and whoever else is the other cop...
I think it was the last member of what's his name, of the squad that he put together. Like, the last surviving member.
Where they walk in and they're frozen and he, like, picks the bullet out of the ice. Like, that shot, that the way they shot that, where the camera was pointed on the bullet and then they went all the way around, that was well done.
It was well done.
Shot.
I love
that. Then he, like, picks the bullet and it's like he's picking it towards the camera. Like, it's so well done.
That bullet caught in air and frozen around it.
Yeah, I love
that. That's, like, the best Freeze effect. Mm-hmm. Strange gets Freeze alone and he pretty much offers him in exchange for his formula an escape route with his lady.
So he had set this up. The keys were there. He had set this up.
He probably said, the moment he found out he was coming, the plan was in position. Yeah. I actually thought he was going to try and capture him there for himself.
Yeah, I was like, I wonder if he's being legit or if he's going to take the car once he gets to the car. Take both of them.
Or maybe he was thinking that he would escape, survive, and then while alive... they would start a partnership, which leads more to respects him and wants a partnership with
him. Yeah, because he definitely wants him alive.
Yeah.
Because he killed him, like, because Freeze killed himself to die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Strange was just like, nah.
He was like, nah.
That's how Hugo Strange talks, guys. In just regular, he just walks over and just be like, nah.
That would have been an awesome scene. Everything's going down, he's just like, nah, chill. Nah, chill. And then he ices someone down. Yeah. That would have been a little too campy. Everyone, chill. A la Arnold Schwarzenegger, Batman and Robin, circa 1996. All right, sorry, guys. So...
Ice to meet you.
Did he say that in the movie?
He did. It always makes Steve Kaufman so upset, and I love saying it around him because it's puns, great. Yes.
Everybody chill. That was good.
That was
not a bad impression. No? Was it three?
Get to the chopper! And then we can move on.
Okay, seriously? Okay. Right. No, I'm done. Alexis, let's switch.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
So, Freeze, then he... Okay, so then Freeze finds Nora, but Nora with Gordon and Lee. And then Lee, with her awesome decision-making of the episode, decides to leave with the frozen murderer. And like James is probably there like, I don't know what's going on right now.
I mean, to be fair, it was kind of implied that she didn't have a choice. But she could have like put up a fight.
I mean, if you're gonna be logical, like, listen,
she could have like, I'd rather not.
Yeah.
Like there wasn't even that. It was like, no, this is my patient. Yeah. I'm seeing this through to the end.
Because that's the smart thing to do.
You didn't get your degree yet. No, yeah. Guys are flipping out.
I agree. He said, okay, you come with me. And she was like, all right. It would have been so much better if she was like, no. And then he like shot a little bit towards her and like maybe froze something, like scared
her. Like
the
bed next to her, like something to like.
Yeah, where it's like, okay, yeah, you go, you know. But instead, it's like, you're just being stubborn right now,
yeah.
Lee.
There's trouble in paradise.
There's trouble in paradise.
You know? And it doesn't help because every time she's talking to Nora, they're literally bonding. Over their men, over their issues with their men, you know,
which would not pass. Would not pass the Bechdel test. If we're getting there.
Why you don't like if you're an issue with your girl, and then you find out she's hanging out with her girlfriends? It's trouble. It's trouble when she comes back home.
All right, let's just keep going. Let's keep going with
it's
Gotham.
Trouble.
Let's
you know,
I wanted to see how far I could get with that.
It's
though.
Trouble.
Let's not let him.
So pretty much, Freeze kidnaps her and goes back to the cryo chamber underneath his beautiful brownstone. In Gotham. Yeah. It's pretty nice. I mean, for a guy, it's a pretty nice brownstone. Yeah. I mean, he's a mass murderer and all that, but I mean, damn.
He probably did well for himself before...
Before going insane.
Before all love. That stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, I agree.
Keeping in your theming, you were about to say before some women drove him insane.
No, I was going to say that. I mean, I think...
For some woman and her sickness.
No, I mean, I'm sure his wife was amazing to make
Check
him go
it.
Crazy like that.
Okay. You would be lost without your lady, no, so I mean, you need to come.
I mean, I don't know if I'd be...
Acting like he don't need a lady.
I'm not saying that. I don't know if I'm like, freeze the entire city.
Nobody's
crazy.
Asking you to freeze anybody. Nobody's asking you to freeze anything or anyone.
Victor, I feel you, man.
Dios mío.
I feel you. Love makes you do that.
2chain in the chat, T-O-O chain, which is a wonderful username. They should do the Flash and Gotham crossover and have Captain Cold and Mr. Freeg do a tag team.
Yeah.
Or freeze tag.
That would, I mean,
either or. Know.
It would have been. On a side note, on the Flash show, there is this thing where through a portal they showcase all the other DC shows because he was going to another universe, and they showed the CBS Supergirl show, and they didn't show Gotham, but that's because they have nothing to do with this show.
Yeah.
But if they did, that would be very, very possible.
That would be wonderful, but. The Flash is crossing over with Supergirl.
I know.
But not our show.
Yeah, but they got creators in common, that's why. So Victor is pretty much has his wife and they have their heart to heart and he pretty much admits to sacrificing himself for her. Mm-hmm. And she tries to talk him out of it. And then she sends him out of the room to get a necklace. And it's a very touching scene.
Mm-hmm. I was a little misty.
It's a very touching scene. Like man, there's not a piece of him where you just It's like, when he killed people, you're like, okay, damn, stop killing people. But then when he talks to his wife, you're like, damn, man.
Yeah, kudos to the actor when he was dealing with, like, anyone but his wife. It was, like, a different person.
Yeah.
And then when it was his wife, his features softened, his eyes softened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like, oh, you just love her. And in that whole scene, I got a little misty-eyed. Especially because she was like, let me die.
Yeah.
Like, that's so awful to hear. I don't know. I hope I never have to hear somebody I love tell me, let me die. That sounds awful. And then, like you said, sends him away for something that seems even more romantic to get the necklace from their first anniversary.
Hmm. All this happening in front of Lee, by the way.
Lee.
She's just like, I'm going to get James when I get home. I'm telling you right now. I'm going to let Jim know what's up.
You are serious.
It's like, huh, he don't do this for me. No, I'm playing. All right, I'm not really playing. So
I was about to say, this theory is making a little more sense.
Nora switches the formula and Fryce shoots her. And this is not the right formula. This is the other formula.
Right, she switches this to like A3, A4, whatever.
Mm-hmm. And she sacrifices herself and he watches her wife die.
Because Because she doesn't want to live in a world where he's in prison.
Where he's, yeah, and he, she tells him that.
Yeah, I get it.
But then he's like, but if you're alive, there's hope, isn't there?
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah.
Here's my question, though. Because she clearly liked Lee, and she was trying to save Lee.
Mm-hmm, she told her to go.
How did she know? I mean, there's a lot of evidence that your husband has a temper and will do anything for you. If your husband just witnesses you die, how do you know he's not going to turn his anger and kill Lee?
Lee.
Like, after that whole thing, Miles is like, how do you know he's not going to kill Lee?
I'd give the benefit of a wife on that one, where that's how she would feel.
Yeah.
Like, she would know that he'd react pretty much how he reacted.
Yeah, I do think she thought that.
He could very easily turn around, because when he asked her, did you know this happened? She was like, no. He could have easily been like, how did you not? I literally brought you here to watch her. That's her job.
But how, even if she saw her change the vial, how is Lee supposed to know what? She doesn't know anything about his study.
Yeah, only the two of them know the difference between those vials.
Right, exactly.
Which is part of the problem.
Right.
Had he just told everyone up front, hey, I just need to use A16, then I'm going to prison.
That's, yeah.
Send me to Arkham, send me wherever you need to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, So that happens.
Vern C in the chat. Don't give Alexis the cold shoulder, Steve.
See?
Come on. With the puns here, guys.
See, Alexis? hey, everybody. So Freeze kills his wife unknowingly and then commits ICE suicide.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I'll work on it.
I mean, you tried so hard.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
I like
it's okay. It. Just let it go.
I was like, Alexis, go. Thank you. Alexis, you took it out of my mouth.
You and I were just on the same wavelength, girl.
Yep, girl.
Girl.
Get out of here.
No right, likes. Michael. Lee, no right.
Nobody likes you.
Lee makes it home to Jim. And I was expecting you're alive, baby. And they just go into full-on couple blaming each other match.
A little bit.
Been like, waiting for this.
I wish you didn't put our baby in danger.
I know.
Things have been going too good for this couple.
Yeah, it's always about you.
Healthy couples need to fight like this. I guess.
Lee blames James. James blames Lee.
Yeah, they blame each other. Obviously, like you said, there's trouble in paradise. But that needs to happen.
Lee says, you're lying to me about Galilee.
And I know when you're lying to me, she tells him. We all know.
Dang. Women do know, though.
Women know. Just like moms.
Get a girl.
All the women know when Gordon's lying?
Well, no, not that one. We all know when the men that are important in our lives are lying.
Yeah. I mean, Lee has been through a lot. I mean, crazy girlfriend.
Crazy girlfriend.
I mean, she got kidnapped.
Oh, I thought she meant
Barbara King. I meant.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve. The chat wants to know. Watt Seamus said, "Does Mr. Freeze like to Netflix and chill?" The chat is on my side.
Oh man,
that's a good one.
That wasn't bad.
But I liked that.
Only watching Frozen, Ice Road Truckers, and somebody help me out with a third. Third ice themed thing that
Isn't
would be
there
on
an
Netflix.
Ice fishing show too on Netflix. I think?
Yes, I don't know what it's called though.
Yeah.
I'll get back to you.
So then we go back to Indian Hill, and everyone says Freeze is dead. Everyone's under the impression that Freeze is dead.
I was too.
Hugo, yeah, you.
I
you
was
even
too.
Made a comment.
My comment was. A lesser show would have made a whole season about Mr. Freeze.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this show, it's two episodes and we move on.
Right. You were giving a compliment.
I was giving the show a compliment that it's like, let's have Joker for three episodes and kill him. Let's mm-hmm. have Mr. Freeze for two episodes and kill it. Let him die. Like, let's get a revolving door of high-end villains. And then there's, like, puppet masters, like Hugo Strange and then Galavan before him. I'm still okay with what they did here.
I was going to ask, how do you feel now that you know he's still alive by Hugo?
I'm still okay with what they did here, but, like, there always needs to be a puppet master slowly releasing each villain to have the villain defeated. Because if you release all those villains out at once, you need Batman, and you'll never have Batman.
Yeah.
That's the problem this show will always have.
Yeah.
Is if the villain's too good, you're like, how could the cops just take down an actual Mr. Freeze?
Yeah.
That's true.
True.
All right, so they find Fries. He wakes up, and Hugo's pretty much becomes his new partner in crime. They have, I guess, like a metaphorical handshake. Mm-hmm. And what do you guys think of Fries' look?
I liked his look a lot.
I did too. Not only his eyes, but he had like his vein was like frozen. Mm-hmm. It looked like you saw like, you know, the silhouette of it. But I liked it. He can only, what did they say? Only in severe hypothermic conditions. Mm-hmm. Like below 20 degrees.
So I guess like he evolved enough and adapted to the serum because right. he used it so frequently. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That was crazy. And then we pan out and see more dead bodies and canisters. And I was expecting to see Nora because that's where Nora, because that's pretty much the whole Mr. Freeze.
But can Nora just die for this?
But that's what I know. But
I think Nora, like,
I think she's dead.
Yeah, I think she's dead too because that's his fuel. His fuel is that he doesn't want to live in a world that mm-hmm. she's not in.
Right. Yeah.
So his torture is that he has to continue living in our world.
Right.
The world that he wanted to leave. So we don't need her.
But mm-hmm. usually the thing that always keeps him going is always committing crimes and doing things in order to try and resurrect his wife or mm-hmm. save her.
But I think yeah. we got that so far that I yeah. think right now it's just going to be he's Hugo Strange's literal frozen zombie.
Okay. Yeah, and that's why Hugo Strange tells him, like, fine, you're dead. Because he's like, I want to be dead. And he's like, okay, you're dead. Why can't death be a new beginning?
Oh, that's true. That's
true. So that's why I don't, Nora's gone. That's mm. it. Like,
but it also leaves a door open for her to come back, though. I mean, for them to find her. I mean, everyone, no, there's dead bodies in canisters.
But no, she died.
Bye.
Galavan was... Okay, so okay, then we go okay. and we see Galavan.
Galavan and Nora are the same person.
Galavan got shot in the head.
But nobody cares about Nora. Nora did nothing. Damn. No, you know what I mean? Hugo Strange does not care about Nora. What does Nora bring to Indian Hill?
What if he uses her as a dangling...
For who?
To keep Mr. Freeze under control.
Dude, you made her graduate to the clap talk. You should...
I know, right?
You should just back it up
a
little.
That's that fuego. Oh. That's what I was talking about.
I got to keep a cool head, all right?
That's the fuego.
I held a cool head, Alexis, while he was talking all this stupid smack, so...
No, I'm proud of you.
So now let me lose it with the show.
No, go for it.
But it's like, I don't think Nora's valuable to Indian Hill or to Hugo or in any way.
Even to Control Freeze?
But right? It doesn't seem like he's being reluctant. Did you feel like he was reluctant?
Well, I feel like this is the beginning.
Well, no, it looks like Hugo Strange, Hugo Strange is keeping him alive, and that's what he's just going to be.
Yeah.
That's going to be his torture.
I was just saying.
Don't
I
mean, you
I
say.
Could be wrong.
We are politely implying. Probably,
I could be right, though.
We're just telling you you're wrong.
Okay. I mean.
We are politely saying that we think Nora's dead forever. Okay. Some people in this show just die.
Mm. All right.
Not mm-hmm. Fish Mooney or Galavan or probably Joker or Mr. Freeze or...
Mm-hmm.
There a lot of people in the show don't die.
All right.
But
Nora's gotta go.
Okay, so we see Galavan. Thoughts? Yeah. Thoughts real quick on Galavan. And the other guys in the canisters.
I couldn't make out who the other guys in the canisters were. Mm-hmm. I'm not... Actually, were they all the... What is Galavan's actual last name? I've already forgotten it.
Dumas, right?
Yeah, one of them didn't have a hand.
Yeah, it was like a short, yeah.
Yeah, and the lore of the Dumas is that one of them got their hand chopped off. So what if that were four Dumas?
That's impressive.
Yeah, that's really good. That's a good callback. Wow.
I might be dead wrong, but...
But that's really true.
Yes, exceptional.
That's super true. That's impressive, yeah.
Then it might just be four different Dumas that there's something...
Bravo.
That he's trying to have a bunch of zombie Dumas.
Mm, yeah, maybe. Okay. That could work. Could work. All right, real quick. Penguin. We see Penguin a lot today getting shock therapy.
I feel so bad for him.
Me too.
They're making him sympathetic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For once, that he's a face, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like how they trickle him in. And then he tries to get help from Jim.
Yeah.
And Jim just kind of cold-shouldered him.
Yeah, and then he like you killed Galvan. I didn't do it. And
Hugo heard that.
It's watching it.
Hugo's watching
it. Okay. Hugo's got it all.
I know I shouldn't like Hugo, but I kind of.
It's a good. BD Wong's playing him up the
so well.
BD Wong is the perfect. Like,
yeah,
no one else should ever be Hugo Strange.
Right? Yeah. He's doing so well.
Yeah. Although, given the way the DC movies are going. They're just going to cast somebody else to cast somebody else.
They are.
But keep BD Wong, is what we're telling you.
He's really good.
You've listened to the Gotham panel before.
Okay, so now we got Bruce. Thoughts on Bruce. Bruce comes back from Switzerland, upset that he lost time in finding Matches Malone. Turns out that Alfred finds information on him and tells him to promise him that he's going to let Alfred do the killing.
I really like this cold... This cold, almost Batman Bruce Wayne.
Yes.
He switched the game today. Like, mm-hmm. He was really... like he's completely evolved from last. It's like a whole new season. His yeah. demeanor from this episode to the first half of the season.
We're like now at a 14-year-old.
Now he's like I like lying. He pretty much admits to Lee, I like lying.
But I also like that almost blank slate he gives of just that 1,000-yard stare of just I'm Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
You killed my father. Just that very slow matter of fact. Like, that's very Batman.
Yeah. Where you almost, it's like, I can't really tell what you mean behind your words. It's so...
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm Bruce Wayne. I'm Batman.
Yeah. You
killed my father.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the other Bruce.
I'm having a wonderful time at your party.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Called Selina to get him a gun.
Yeah.
Mm.
Called his street girl to get him a gun. Damn, Bruce.
I mean, he doesn't...
What's up? I know you got the guns. Get me a gun. And I like how Selina knows him. She's like, what are you going
to
do with a gun?
They both know him. Alfred's like, you're too young to have a death on your conscience.
Yeah.
That's the word.
But that's good. I think it's pretty much bringing it to a point where he's going to have to make the decision. And now we kind of get to the, I don't do this. This is the difference between me and I guess maybe even Jim. Because Jim...
Yeah, Jim can do it.
Jim pulled that trigger.
Yep.
Well, it's kind of going to erase the fact that he killed someone if he gets resurrected, which is good for Jim.
So this is our last topic, so...
Yeah.
Are we at predictions? We should talk about this before we jump into...
Long term,
if he's going to kill somebody or if he isn't, like, that's where the predictions are.
All right, you want to go right into predictions? All right. Predictions! Prediction! You're after
these strobes. These strobes are awesome.
Dude, they're right on point.
It's like six different colors on these strobes.
Yeah. That's usually what strobes are. So, Steve.
Yes. All right. I have a thought, but I'll ask the panel.
Okay.
Will Bruce kill Matches Malone? Will Matches Malone die by the end of the season?
Oof.
My phone wants to know.
Oh, is that... Oh, okay. I thought that was another sound effect.
I think no.
I think he's going to die.
You think
he's going to die? Not by...
The end of the season.
He's going to die by the end of the season, but not by Bruce's hand.
So you think he'll die by the end of the season?
Yeah.
I don't think he'll die by the end of the season. I think he will die, but not in the next... How many episodes do we have? Seven?
Like seven or eight.
So you think he's going to become like a recurring character?
No, I just think he's going to be shelved.
I think he's gonna die, but I don't think he's who killed his parents. I don't think he's the end of the line.
Yeah, I don't think he's the culprit. You know what I mean?
I see that.
So I think he'll escape, and then if he is the culprit, then they'll shelf him, and then he'll come back. If he's not the culprit, which I really don't think so, maybe he will die there's another one.
I would love for this show to be like, nope, he's the culprit. Bruce killed him.
Boom.
And now the rest of the series is just the sandbox we made.
I'm not against that.
It's like that scene, like second season of Mad Men, when Don Draper just tells somebody, "It's like, yep, this is what I am.
Yeah,
I'm a fraud." And you're just like, "What? But like, there's a whole show.
Yeah,
the whole show is predicated on nobody knowing you're a fraud. You just told a bunch of people you're a fraud."
All right. Yeah.
So, I would love for this show to do that. I feel like this is a series long arc. Because he's, what, 12?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's too young.
Yeah.
That's too young for young Bruce Wayne to already kill somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now before coming Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my long-term prediction is that by season three, if there's a season three, it's going to large gap. It's going to gap it. Meaning, like, we'll go from
there.
Like
a jump?
Yeah, it's going to be a dump. And we'll probably get a different actor playing Bruce.
Like an 18-year-old?
Yeah, he'll probably come back for like 6 years later. And I'm not against that.
I don't like that.
Don't like that?
I would prefer a season three without Bruce Wayne at all.
Okay.
He's in a boarding school somewhere because he's troubled. Because he's troubled because he just shot a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you lose him for a whole season.
I'm not against that.
And then you recast him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'd be more okay with that than I would be with, like, and now it's been 6 years.
Yeah, it sucks. Yeah. It sucks losing the actors, but I hear you.
Yeah, like, whereas I'd much rather he go to Switzerland, you never see him, and then midway through season four, he comes back and he's just a much older person.
Yep.
Yeah.
Much older looking. And like, where it's like, oh, no, they recast him in the middle of that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, all right. Anything else? Any other predictions?
Do we think they take down Hugo Strange by the end of the season?
Yeah, I mean, I do.
End of the season?
Yeah.
Seven episodes. I mean, Galavant got taken down.
That is true.
I think it's a kind of Arkham's kind of a revolving door that if you take down Hugo Strange, he'll probably, before you do, he'll probably release Galavan, Mooney, and Joker.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you, then season three, you have to deal with those three people, and then those three people will, like, begat something else, and you just kind of keep moving that way, but, yeah.
Okay. Well, all right. That's it, guys.
That's it.
That is it.
Bam.
I'm back. I feel so good. I feel so happy. I'm back, guys. All right, please go to youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV. Subscribe, like, iTunes, comment, share. I am Michael Drew. You can find me at Twitter under Michael_Drew, Michael EAL. Where can they find you at, Miss Monsi Bolanos?
Thank you. You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Monsi Bolanos, MonseBolanos.
And you guys can find me on Twitter at Steve Kaufman. That is KAUFMANN. Those of you who've seen Monday Night Raw tonight can join me in about 15 minutes. I will be on the Monday Night Raw panel.
Yes.
Just don't do that math of how I've seen it.
Ha, I'm just going home. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.